Where your party station joins the world of basketball. This is the Courtside Podcast with Jake and Aiden.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Courtside Podcast. It is part two of free agency in the NBA and all NBA news with your host. I'm Jake.
And I'm Aiden.
And Aiden, you know, since we last talked, there has been a lot that went down in the NBA. So let's start off with Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, Jake. So Gordon Hayward made a splash. I feel like on our last podcast, we talked about how he denied that $33 million deal from the Celtics. He denied that offer. And now he actually signed a $30 million. So it's pretty much 4 years, $120 million to the Charlotte Hornets. So, Jake, I wanted to kind of talk about this a lot. What do you think about this signing? And then I'm going to go into it. I just want to see what you thought, and do you think this is the right spot for him?
You know, it's good that you asked that, because the Charlotte Hornets are flipping the tables right now. The draft pick of LaMelo Ball and now adding Gordon Hayward, I think it's pretty good adjustment that Michael Jordan has made to this team. They're doing a great job. And if we look at the starting five, I don't think it's a bad starting five. You would have LaMelo, then you would have Devontae Graham, who arguably should have won the most improved player of the year. And then you have Gordon Hayward. Help me out with this one.
I think you have Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, Bridges. And then you would have the center would be Cody Zeller with –
You have Terry Rozier on the bench, Malik Monk.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think they're forming a pretty good squad. I didn't like this signing, and I'm going to be pretty frank with it. And here's why. I don't think Gordon Hayward has been putting up good numbers. I don't think he's that great of a player ever since he kind of left Utah. He hasn't really been on my radar as a good player to look for. I think they reached, and this is a classic Michael Jordan, just paying guys extra. Gordon Hayward $30 million. I think Cody Zeller is making $15 million. He pays all these guys so much money, and they're not really great.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
I think Michael Jordan is one of the worst owners in the entire league, maybe other than James Dolan. But I don't think this was a great signing. I don't think this is going to help. I don't think he's bringing in help for LaMelo. I think Gordon Hayward's just another guy that needs the ball. I think LaMelo, if he wants to get better and kind of develop, he needs to have the ball in his hands. Like, let's be real. If you've seen a LaMelo Ball game, or if you've seen him play, which it's hard to do because he hasn't really played in the United States a lot, but if you've ever watched some of the highlights, he always has the ball in his hands. He's a great passer. He's great at the rim. So I don't know if this is great for even LaMelo's development, just because he's going to be having to pass to this guy because, he was an all-star. He was an all-star. Feeding ball, he's getting paid $30 million.
Yep.
I didn't love it, but again, the Hornets are so bad. If you could bring in anybody, it's good. But I don't love that he's getting paid $30 million a year.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that. It's a lot of money to pay Gordon Hayward after coming off some substantial injuries and just not playing to his full potential. I think Michael Jordan is in the phase of thinking, we got the Gordon Hayward from Utah, when in reality
– he's getting the Gordon Hayward from Celtics.
Exactly. So – it's something that we're going to look forward to. We're going to see how these Hornets shape up. I'm excited to see LaMelo play. I know you probably are. But
I'm very excited.
So it's going to be interesting this year with the Hornets.
Yeah, so I wanted to move on to our next topic. The reigning champs, the LA Lakers, have made a huge splash in free agency, signing tons of people, re-signing tons of people. So just off the bat, I know they re-signed KCP, Kadarius Caldwell-Pope. Who else did they re-sign?
And Markieff Morris has just recently, about 30 minutes ago, has decided to stay with the Lakers. So that those two players off the bat, I believe that they help this Lakers squad team. They're spot up shooters, and it's a good addition and good for them.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
And then also they've signed Marc Gasol, Wesley Matthews, Montrezl Harrell, and Dennis Schroeder. So Dennis Schroeder was kind of at the beginning of the free agency. I think it was a sign and trade.
Yep.
I thought that was a great move. And then I love that they're getting the sixth man of the year, Montrezl Harrell.
It's awesome. Clippers,
which I think it's kind of crazy. I've never seen somebody kind of switch up like that.
You know,
it's not many cities with two teams overall.
it's the best ideal for your spot, because when you think about it, you don't need to move. These players have the best situation when it comes to being in Los Angeles. You know, this guy came from the Clippers and now he's going to the Lakers.
So, I think it's kind of a snake move, though. I like the Lakers.
I don't know.
This is a snake move. This is super snake. This is just like, you saw Pat Bev. If you haven't seen, Pat Bev tweeted out like a what with all exclamation points, a couple of emojis. Like, this is the definition of a snake move. Obviously, Kevin Durant a couple years ago went from Oklahoma City to the Warriors, and people thought that was a snake move because he lost. 100%, don't get me wrong, that was a huge snake move. But the fact that this guy is literally switching up in the same city, he's going from the Clippers, who obviously blew a playoff run, to the reigning champs, I think this is one of the most snake moves in the past couple free agencies. I think it's good for the Lakers, but Montrezl Harrell will get hate from half of the LA, and especially the Clippers.
I want to go more in depth on the Marcus Gasol signing that happened yesterday. The Lakers decided to trade their star center, their starting center to the Cleveland Cavaliers. JaVale McGee he's just signed with the Lakers, and now he was traded.
Yeah.
Clearing up space for a 2-year deal with Marcus Gasol. Marcus Gasol, you trade your starting center on the Lakers, but you get a 3-time All-Star. I think that was a great move by the Lakers. He's not as athletic as JaVale McGee was, but Montrezl Harrell brings that athleticism that the Lakers wanted.
Here's what I'm going to say. If you look at the last couple of championship teams, best teams in the NBA, so let's just name them. You have the Lakers. You've had the dynasty of the Warriors. I'm even going to bring up the Rockets. Do you know what is similar about all three of those teams?
The Lakers, Rockets, and who else?
The dynasty of the Warriors.
They just built.
Well,
They get role players too.
Well, here's the thing. The main thing is that they've never had a great center. None of those teams ever had a star center.
Yep.
Anthony Davis, to me, is a power forward. He played power forward for most of the season because obviously they're starting JaVale McGee. But I don't think in today's NBA you need a star center. Again, if you look at other teams, the 76ers, Joel Embiid, Utah, Rudy Gobert, the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, those are three star centers.
Even the Clippers didn't have a star center too.
Yeah, but that's the fact. Like, again, Marc Gasol is not a star center anymore. He's out of his prime. He's old. He didn't make much noise in the Raptors. But I think, again, if he's teamed up with LeBron and if Anthony Davis comes back, which on a future episode we're going to talk about that, hopefully, on where he ends up because he hasn't signed yet. But anybody teaming up with LeBron, I truly believe, gets better.
Let me just say something. You know, when it comes to Marc Gasol and JaVale McGee, comparing them both, JaVale McGee gives you the athletic edge that LeBron likes throwing the lobs, or Davis likes throwing the lobs, or when Rondo was on the team. But Marc Gasol gives you the shooting aspect. And what we talked about in our last podcast was – no, and sorry, in the two podcast episodes ago, we talked about centers and how the traditional big man has went away. And Marc Gasol gives you that shooting aspect. He can knock down the three. He can knock down the mid-range. And JaVale McGee was not able to do that. So – ultimately, I think that helps LeBron because now LeBron, it spaces the floor instead of having a guy just sit in the paint.
I personally didn't love this signing. I think I would have liked this signing if it was 3 years ago when Marc Gasol was younger. I know he could shoot the three. Don't get me wrong. But they're signing all of these guys, Wesley Matthews, Dennis Schroeder,
Montrezl Harrell. I love the Wesley Matthews too, if we can talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But these guys – I don't think you need a great center. And again, I'm trying to relate to old teams that have been very good. I just don't think that you need even a good center. Like, if you think about it, the Warriors won, I think, 4 out of 5 years. Mm-hmm. They didn't need a center. Their center was Andrew Bogut, who isn't even in the NBA anymore.
Bogut, McGee, you had
Kevin Looney. Like, these guys I don't even think are in the NBA anymore. And – The fact is, I think it's good because he brings on that veteran leadership, which you already have with LeBron. But who do you think Marc Gasol is helping at that center role? They don't have any young centers off the top of my head.
I personally think it's just spacing the floor for LeBron and making this team more of a shooting team. we look at their bench depth. They just added Wesley Matthews too. I'm not saying he's a bench player, but Wesley Matthews brings that edge of shooting, and the Lakers really needed that. They struggled a lot with the shooting aspect, and I think Wesley Matthews, Dennis Schroeder was one of the best shooters on OKC. It's not what they're trying to do is they're spacing out, and now they're having a center who, yeah, he can block some shots, grab a couple rebounds, but he can also shoot. So if he's wide open, he'll shoot the ball instead of just keep on hammering it into the paint. I like to see where they go and how they play. It's going to be really interesting. And I'm excited. I'm very excited for this team after this Marc Gasol sign.
Yeah, and the last thing I want to leave you with is, do you think the Lakers are getting better by getting rid of JaVale McGee and bringing in Marc Gasol?
I think they are. I think the Lakers are getting better. They're getting, an experience from a center, like you said, who's not really in his prime anymore, but he has the prime moments. JaVale McGee did not have a prime moment. So that's why I think that bringing in Marc Gasol with the veteran attitude and the ability to shoot the ball is definitely going to help the team. I don't think it's going
to
hurt.
And here's the thing. I'm going to leave it on, and then I want to move on to the next topic. I don't think this changes literally anything. And I think, if anything, it maybe makes him worse just because JaVale McGee's more athletic. But if you had to go for a veteran that you still don't know, like, where they're at, I would kind of go for Boogie Cousins. Like, when was the last time we saw DeMarcus Cousins play in an NBA game?
A long time, but when was the last time he was healthy?
That's the thing. I think he's coming back.
You know,
I think he's going to be healthy. And I think he's still very good.
I've seen reports that a lot of teams are interested in him. I just don't know. I just don't know if you can gamble on it. You know,
I would gamble on it. But other than that, that's really the Lakers situation. We want to hear what you guys think. Did you like the Marc Gasol signing? Do you think they should have kept JaVale McGee? Tweet us at Z89 Radio and let us know. But I want to move on to this next one. There's a very big signing. Fred VanVleet is staying a Toronto Raptor. He signed a four-year, $85 million deal,
which makes him the richest undrafted player after that contract was signed.
Nice.
He's proven himself, and I think it's a great, great opportunity for Fred VanVleet. I know the Raptor fans love him. I like him as a point guard. He's a great player. He works his tail off. And I think it's a great asset for them. It's a great asset for them.
This is going to be my hot take. And if you don't like it, we can get into a debate on this. I don't think Fred VanVleet's that good. Like, I've watched a lot of Raptor games. And I'm going to say this clear out, and I want to hear it. I literally want you to tweet out it at Z89, Aiden, what are you saying? If you truly don't believe me. I just don't think he's that good. I think he works perfectly in the Raptor system. Well, can you see him going to another NBA team and doing what he's doing there? I just don't. I don't think a team can revolve around a guy shooting 3-for-25 from the field and still win a game. He can't be. He's a Fred, shooting guard, I'm assuming, because they still have Kyle Lowry. But I've seen this guy not being able to hit the side of a barn. I've seen this guy have terrible shooting games. Again, there's games where he plays well. But I think it's more of like the morale of the Raptors and what he brings is like the intensity and the fire. I just don't think he's that great of a player. I don't think he's a top guard in the league. Getting paid $85 million is a lot of money.
Fred VanVleet is young.
How old is he?
His point, he's 25 years
old. Okay.
Fred VanVleet is young and his points go up every single year. 2018, he was averaging 11 points per game. And 2019-2020 season, he went to 17.6 points a game with 6.6 assists. That is great
numbers
for him.
What was he shooting? What was his shooting percentage?
Shooting
if you percentage. Have it. If you don't, we can move on. But I just don't think he's a great shooter.
He was shooting 41% from the field.
That surprises me.
I'm telling you, he was a great. But I think he's a great role player under Kyle Lowry. They play great together. And
Fred
VanVleet
starts.
I'm just saying they – I know, but I'm saying, like, Kyle Lowry's that main guy in the Raptors. So then you can have Fred VanVleet and Pascal with them. But I'm saying Fred VanVleet and Kyle Lowry work great.
Here's another thing I don't like. Fred VanVleet is, I think, the third guy. But before Marc Gasol left, he was the fourth guy on that team. So now you're paying the guy $85 million as your fourth best player. I don't understand that. Now I guess he moves to third.
It's the potential that the Raptors
you're betting on potential. Look what's happened when you bet on potential before.
Well, he's getting better, and he's getting better and better. The stats
you think he will still be good in 4 years? I don't.
Yes. He's 25 years old. He's 25 years old. I think he can make a great player on any team he goes to.
I don't love the guy. I think there's a lot more people that are better than him. And I don't know if they're getting paid $85 million. But that's the Raptors move. Good for Fred VanVleet. Obviously, he proved everybody wrong. Maybe not me, but he proved the right people wrong so that he's getting paid. So good for him. We want to hear what you think because I think there's going to be a lot of people that don't like this guy. I don't think he's that great. He's in Toronto. Toronto's not that good. They won a chip. Good for VanVleet. I think he had a big impact on it. But I just don't think he would be anywhere else.
So, speaking of a young guy getting paid a lot of money, I want to move on to Jason Tatum, how he just signed a five-year extension.
195
million. Yeah, I love it. I think he deserves it. The guy had a great, great season last year. And he's only going to get better. I think he can. He is that Celtics franchise player that needs to be paid.
Yeah, no doubt.
Much.
I fully agree with you on that. And I think he's going to be a great player for many years to come. I think he could be a face of the East in a couple of years. I think if Boston surrounds him with the players that he needs to be surrounded by, he could be very good. I still think there are some questions, though, with the Celtics. But other than that, this guy can be the face of the East like LeBron was for years to come. And I don't think he's going to have the impact that LeBron's had, but I think he could be a really good player and go down as a great player of all time.
Yeah, we've seen what he can do. The guy's shooting ability is off the charts. He can drive. He can finish. He's just going to get better and better, and he's still young, which is crazy. And I love it. I think he's a great asset to that Celtics team, and they need him. So – good for Jason Tatum. Congratulations on that sign.
Yeah, and speaking of another player that got an extension.
Signed the exact same deal.
Literally the exact same deal. Exact same deal. Donovan Mitchell of the Utah Jazz. I think he also deserves this money. I think he's one of the best shooting guards in the league. I think he brings to the floor what a lot of people don't. I love him with Rudy Gobert. I think they could build a squad around him. It all depends on how these teams do with building.
He gives you that drive, that competitiveness. You know, when we saw him in that Denver Nuggets series, I think that was one of the best playoff series I've seen. Him and Jamal Murray going at it. The guy just gives you that competitive mindset. You see him in the game, and you see how much he loves the game and how much enthusiasm he puts into it. He deserves this contract, and I'm extremely happy for him. Like I said with Jason Tatum, he's another guy that I think is a franchise player.
Here's the thing that I want to talk about Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
If you didn't see the series, the Jazz lost in seven. And that's what brings me to the fact of you're paying this guy almost $200 million in an extension. How far is this guy going to go? I don't think I ever see him winning a championship. I think he goes down as one of those guys that will never win a championship. If he stays in Utah, which it looks like he's going to for the next 5 years – plus whatever else is on the rest of his contract, I don't see him ever winning a championship. I don't think Utah, especially being the market of Utah, can build a good enough team around him where they could go deep into the playoffs, make a run, and potentially win.
And we want to know what you guys think about Utah's future because they are one of the teams that are rising up. And who knows, maybe they can control the West one day. We never know. The West can be shaky at times if there is no dynasty, but as of now, I think the Lakers.
Well, there's a lot of other teams, and I kind of want to dive into this a little bit. I think there's going to be a lot of teams that fight for a playoff spot. I think the Lakers are in it, the Clippers are in it, the Nuggets, the Rockets. I think the Warriors will sneak in as an 8 seed. I don't think they'll be a high seed. I think the Pelicans could possibly get in. What other teams do you like?
I like Phoenix. I do like Phoenix, I think that Phoenix can do some damage, and I like to see the chemistry between Chris Paul and Devin Booker. And rising star out of DeAndre Ayton. I think that they can do some damage in the West this year.
Okay.
So,
and I had, yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
I also had two questions, then I think we're going to wrap it up for this podcast. There's two players, the two main players of this free agency are still not signed. Anthony Davis and Brandon Ingram. If you had to pick where you think these two guys will end up, where do you think they will end up? And what do you see for those teams?
For me, I don't see a reason why Davis would not want to leave this Lakers team. They're getting better. I think they're another contender coming this year after all these signs that they got and trades. And for Brandon Ingram, you know, I want him to stay on the Pelicans. I think that he can build himself on the Pelicans, and he did. He was an all-star this year. The guy should stay. I think him and Zion, with a healthy Zion, they could be doing some real damage. And especially with Lonzo Ball at the point, who's providing you with some great passes. And now that Drew Holiday's gone, it's Ingram's time to show who he is. And he did that last year, and I just want him to continue that on the Pelicans.
So you think they'll both return? Here's what I think. I think – I wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Davis leaves. Here's why. The Lakers obviously make moves in the offseason. That's without stated. We just named a few. But do you think there's a little fear that the Lakers may have that he's leaving, so they're signing all of these big men?
That could be a possibility.
I think that's what's
going
on.
But then it can also be – it also can bring in Davis more.
Here's the thing. I think the Lakers are worried that he's going to leave. The guy came to get a ring. Nobody can deny that. He literally came to Lakers to win a ring because he couldn't do it in New Orleans by himself. He came. I think it's on the table that they could be a dynasty. I think the NBA right now is also hard enough where it's not possible to be a dynasty because there's so many good teams. I think Anthony Davis proved he can win a ring, even though he was with LeBron. I think he still had some of his best numbers of his career. But I think if he went to a smaller team somewhere, I don't know where, off the top of my head, maybe the Chicago Bulls. I don't know what everybody's salary cap looks like, who can sign who. I know he before he signed with the Lakers, he was talking about – or before he was traded to Lakers, he was talking about possibly going to the Bulls. I think he can end up there. It wouldn't be shocking if he ended up in the Bulls, if he got a Supermax or a Max or something. But, again, I think the main reason for him going to L.A. was to win a ring. And now that the Lakers are bringing in Montrezl Harrell, they're bringing in Marcus Gasol, I have no clue where this guy's going to end up. I know the guy has said in interviews how he's not on a team right now and how he doesn't know where he's going to end up. He didn't want to sign immediately. I think every player says that going into free agency, but if I had to put money on where Anthony Davis would end up, I'd probably throw it on the Lakers, but I just wouldn't be surprised if he ended up somewhere else. Again, I think just like Kevin Durant, and I'm not comparing AD to Kevin Durant, but Kevin Durant needed to win a ring, so he went to the Warriors. Now he's in Brooklyn. He's trying to win a ring for himself. And AD is not at the same point that KD is at in his career right now. KD's a lot older. I think he's a couple years older than him. But Anthony Davis went to the Lakers to win a ring. He may do the same. He may be following the path. I'm not saying he's going to Brooklyn, but he may try to get another team, get a superstar to come with him, and try to win a ring. Because, again, I feel like in the NBA and – with all of the great players that have come through this league and still going through this league, all of the best have shown how they can win a ring by themselves or win a ring with not a super team. And Kevin Durant definitely hasn't done that, and I don't think AD has either. So I think if Anthony Davis left, it wouldn't be a bad move, but I think he'll probably sign a two or three year deal with the Lakers. But other than that, I would have to pick the Lakers.
Yep.
And then – Brandon Ingram, I would not see why this guy would leave. They're building around Brandon Ingram.
Yeah,
so I would say
there's no way. Yeah,
but definitely listen to our next upcoming podcast. We'll be talking about hopefully where these guys sign. We're also going to be talking about a couple more things, maybe some college basketball. It's coming up soon. High school basketball still in the swing. There's a lot of players we want to talk about. But definitely tweet us at Z89Radio. We want to hear what you guys think. Where you guys think this is going to end up? What do you think about these signings? Jake, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, and stay tuned. tweet us out where you think Brandon Ingram and Anthony Davis will stay. Will go, actually, at Z89 Radio. Tweet at Z89 Radio. We hope everyone stays safe.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Peace.